Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. Okay, I'm going to tell you all, there are certain shows that I knew I wanted to do when we launched this show, and this is one that was at the top of my list. But I wanted just the right guest to talk about this, which is the expat experience. And then I came across Yelena's website, and I knew she was the perfect person for this show. So with great pleasure, I introduce today's guest, Yelena Parker. Welcome, Yelena.
Hi, Terrence. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so super excited about being here. And just a quick disclaimer, when you found my website, I was Parker. That was my previous name. And I've recently actually taken my husband's name. So I'm Yelena Mackay.
Okay. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a very recent change, and my husband is British, and we live in the UK now.
Okay, yeah. I want to let everybody know that Elaine has graciously called in all the way from London, England, so we're very excited that she's worked this out with her schedule and the timing, the time difference and all. But I'm going to jump right in here now and tell everyone the reason I'm so excited about this interview is that Yelena has worked in 26 countries. She has traveled to 30 countries, and she's lived in 5 different countries. Is that still the latest information, Yelena?
Absolutely. That still has not changed. I think I've stuck in the UK for a little bit longer than I thought I would.
Well, now that you got married, you got someone else in the picture, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Yelena is from the UK, but now she's living and working in London. So that's about as night and day, an extreme experience for an expat experience that you can have. So I wanted Yelena to tell us, if she could, what country or countries do you think are the easiest for Americans, and maybe you can't answer this, but just in general for Americans as expats, to go to get settled, because I know we've got little pockets of expat communities all over the world, but there must be some places that have larger communities that are more easy to navigate and adjust and integrate into for expats. Is that right?
That's an excellent question, right? So I can answer it actually as a person who has become an American and a person who was not American when she started, right? So I started my journey in the Ukraine, and I moved to California. So it was sort of an amazing experience, just that you normally people read in books about, right? So you go from an industrial city, sort of like semi-Soviet architecture, semi-growing, turning into a business type of a city place, straight to California, heart of basically technology, entertainment and excitement, right? And you go from a very, very simple life experience to quite an interesting world where everything works and you can actually get around the way you want to, and you can have a car that you like, and you can live in places that are beautiful and exciting. So suddenly, like, everything else opens up. So as an American, you know, if you have a sort of decent lifestyle and living in a nice state, maybe in a nice house or a nice apartment, when you go abroad, you probably want to match your lifestyle. And I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges for people coming from an established lifestyle, to find a place abroad that would be similar enough and they would really enjoy and be comfortable in. And I probably would say this is for the majority of people. Now, there is a small bunch of us who are adventurous people and who want to experience it all, right? And so I'd say for mainstream, one of the best and easiest places, obviously, is the United Kingdom, right? So you don't have the language barrier. You have a lot of similar cultural heritage. You also have a very, very large expatriate community. And so people enjoy that, and they enjoy learning about the country. They enjoy learning about, maybe they have heritage from this area, so it's usually amazing for them. The second best place probably for American expats, I would say, is, in my opinion, is Switzerland. People do have a little bit of a language barrier, even though Switzerland is multilingual, and many places and many cities people speak perfect English, it's easy. There's also a large expat community in pretty much every big city in Switzerland. You still have to at least be aware of some basics of French and some basics of German if you want to be fitting into the local community. So I think those two countries are my sort of top two kind of easy way and recommendation for a variety of American expats. So I'm not looking necessarily for a very different adventure and adjustment.
So let me make sure I heard you right. The second one you said the UK, and then you said Germany. Was that right?
I said Switzerland, and Switzerland obviously is part German-speaking and part French-speaking, right?
Oh, okay, that's why I got confused. Well, let me ask you, because I've been to Switzerland, it's quite expensive, so I would think if you're on a budget or a retiree looking to have that would be a bit of a challenge, would it not, for Switzerland?
I have to agree. So I think, you know, when we discuss expat lives and expat lifestyles, I think we really need to take into account our situations, mode of where we are in life and what are we planning, right? Because if you are an expat transferring with a business and the business is funding your transfer and assisting you with the local package and with housing, maybe transportation, then it's one story, right? And obviously, typically, you know, a good company would make adjustments for you so you actually can have a good lifestyle where you're moving to. Now, you raised the question of retirees, so that's a completely different story. I certainly would say, you know, neither UK nor Switzerland probably are extremely affordable places for retirees, right? That's where we should start looking more at Southern Europe, right? Spain is one of the most popular places, actually, for British expats, for example. So I would imagine that a lot of American expats would find it also quite nice as a community, but also quite an easy experience in terms of financial transfer, if you will.
Now, where did you say I missed that?
Spain.
Oh, yes. Your dollar will go far there. Yeah, good point. Now, what countries do you think are the most challenging for expats, places they shouldn't even be considering unless they're being relocated for a job? What are one or two places that you think would not be a good fit for most people coming from another country?
I think it depends on your views on security, and it depends on your personal tolerance of risk or perceived risk, so to speak, right? Now, if you're a person who really wants to be safe every day of their life and, you know, not have to worry about anything, and anything I mean, you know, being, you know, maybe mugged in the street or, you know, maybe being, you know, put into a position where you shouldn't be walking around after the dark in the street by yourself. There are, I think, plenty of countries where, you know, even if you're taking a trip as a business person, quite often your company would issue you a recommendation where you should go and where you shouldn't go. And in certain countries, you'd be recommended to only take assigned drivers and so on, right? So now there are plenty of tourists in those countries and plenty of student type of expats who go and who are not concerned about these kind of things. But, you know, I think it's a very, very serious personal choice, right? Like, for example, you know, I spent 4 months living in Tanzania. Tanzania is one of the safest countries in Africa, and it's actually an incredible experience. It's extremely fun to be. There is a small expatriate community in pretty much every big city in Tanzania, But yet, you know, as a Western expat, you still may be surprised by the fact that, you know, around people's houses there is broken glass on top of the walls, right, to prevent break-ins. And there is electric wire, unfortunately, as well. And when you talk to people when they first arrive, you are told that actually when it's dark, don't walk around in places that you don't know. Again, it's not like, you know, there are tons of attacks or anything. It's a very peaceful country, but there are still concerns for safety. And so that was quite interesting for me, because that was the first time when I actually explicitly experienced that I'm not really free to go wherever I like at whatever time I like.
But, you know, it's interesting. People seem to obsess with that when they travel. And I will tell you that America has a high crime rate. And there's a lot of places, you know, in your hometown or a place you're visiting, you know, New York City, for example, you know, I mean, there's a lot of places where you'd have to have the same kind of concern. So, you know, it doesn't mean, I mean, it just means use common sense. It doesn't mean a place should be off your list if that's somewhere you want to go. It just means that you'd have to have the same care and concern that you have here, you know?
I completely agree. And, you know, there are places anywhere in, frankly, any European city as well, and certainly places in the former Soviet Union as well, in Ukraine where I grew up, where you shouldn't be wandering around without knowing where you are, right? So so I completely agree with that. I just think that we're perfectly fine when we take basic precautions anywhere in the world, but I think if you're moving your life for 12 months or 24 months, and you have to live in sort of a very specific type of a gated community, some people might be worried about that they have to be thinking about their life sort of behind the gated community, if you will. But again, you know, I'm not one of those people, so I'm perfectly fine, right? But some people might find it difficult to adjust to.
And I think you're right. It does depend on what your motives are for the move. Are you looking for a retiree, looking to just sort of have a different experience, to travel a little bit? Are you someone that's being relocated for work? Are you someone that's maybe in their 30s that's saying, you know, hey, I don't want life to pass me by. I feel like I want to go and have a little adventure. You know, so, I mean, it really does depend on what your circumstances are, I would think, as to and how much you're willing to do as far as learning another language or, you know, things like that. So that would be. But for women, I'm thinking especially if we could gear something to them, what would be your number one piece of advice for a woman that's considering an expat lifestyle there, that's considering moving to another country for however long, and embracing another culture and all? Do you have a particular piece of advice that you would give them? Like, obviously, they need to be a bit adventurous to consider this, but is there anything else that you would
advise? I think my advice would be, don't focus on things that you're afraid of. I think quite often as women, we think so many steps ahead, right? And we think, oh, gosh, what's going to happen if I go away and I spend 3 or 5 years abroad? What does it mean? What does it do to me, to my family options, to my parents, to my siblings? Will I be married? Will I not be married? And so on, right? I think, you know, quite again, you know, I hate making these kind of sweeping sort of gender statements, but I think, you know, at least 10 years ago as women, we were more concerned about implications, right? And so I'm very pleased to see that there is a new generation of women expats all over the world, right? Women who are single or married, women who are with children or without children, who actually are taking opportunities and maximizing their economic opportunity, maximizing their career growth or their business opportunities, without worrying too much about consequences, because I find that the consequences actually are extremely positive, because you actually are becoming a better person by learning and traveling and having these adventures and meeting new people. But you also are becoming much more valuable as an employee if you work for a business, or as an academic if you are working in a university setting, or as an entrepreneur, right? You're actually opening up new possibilities for yourself.
I think my number one piece of advice for people would be, for women, is not to overthink it. Because you're right, we do overthink
yeah.
it. we're planners, and we have to analyze everything and think everything through, and sometimes that will end up making us, you know, decide not to do something because we've overthought it. And this is an interesting little quick story. I have a friend of mine, and I were supposed to move to London together after graduate school, but my friend's work permit, his visa, was denied. And, you know, I'm a fairly confident and adventurous person, but I actually hesitated. You know, should I go and do this by myself? But then I knew I'd be missing out on, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity if I didn't go. Because, you know, so I packed up and I went. I didn't know a soul, Yelena. I didn't have a place
Fantastic.
To live. I didn't have a job. Now, I had a few leads on some jobs, but that was it. So I really went into it. Now, that may be too adventurous for some people, but it turned out to
Very
be
bold.
a fantastic year. Everything fell into place. Now, not right away. You know, in the very beginning, when I first got there and I'm sitting in this dingy hotel room, this cheap hotel room by myself, I was thinking, what have you done? You know, you're counting your money and you're trying to figure out how long it can last and where are you going to go to get a job, and, you know, you don't know anybody. Did you make a big mistake and all? But it turned out it was just, I met so many wonderful people, some of my best friends to this day, and had such a great experience and all that. And I just, you know, if I had thought about it too much, I think maybe I might not have done it. So I'm glad I just didn't. You know, I didn't really have time. You know, we had a limited time on our work permits and all, and so I had to just kind of decide, am I going to do this or not? And I did, and I'm so glad. But I can see where some people would be hesitant. And also, I think it would be helpful to move somewhere where there was a large expat community where you'd have other people that could help you. And to that degree, I know that you have written a book and you have a website and you have these coaching packages, which I think is great if somebody wants somebody to kind of like help them get through the process. You would be a great resource for that, and that's part of the reason why I had you on the show. So I wanted everybody to write this down right now. Your website is movingwithoutshaking.com, and that's also the name of your book, and it is available on Amazon if they just do a search for Moving Without Shaking. And tell everybody what they're going to find in this book here, because I think it's a really great resource for somebody, but maybe you can speak some more about that.
Thank you so much, Terrence, for mentioning that. You know, it's interesting that the whole book idea and the coaching came out of my personal explorations, right? So I was trying to consolidate the information about all these different countries and all these different options of being a student, a tourist, an expat, and what works, what doesn't work, and all of that. And I've met quite a lot of women, like you mentioned, you've made a lot of friends in the UK, and I've met quite a lot of women who were doing various business and student moves around the world as well. And so I interviewed 8 of them. And so this book is basically a combination of all of our stories and a little bit of advice and sort of success formula, if you will, right? So what are those key things that expats should think about and consider, people who want to become expats would like to consider? And as far as coaching is concerned, I think it is difficult to make certain decisions by yourself. It all depends on your support network. And if you don't have a strong support network, or you feel like you want to work with somebody independent who can help you, I think coaching is one of the best things that you can do. It basically opens up your mind to completely new different options. And a coach is not going to give you an answer to what you should do, but they will be your sounding board, and they will help you think out loud and arrive to maybe those new decisions you wouldn't have made before.
And I assume that you, with all your experience, would be able to point out some things that somebody hasn't even thought of that they're going to run into or that they need to think about when they go. I certainly know I wish I'd had somebody to kind of help guide me through the process, because I just learned everything the hard way as it came up, you know? So.
Absolutely. It's great to do a discovery with somebody who already has been there and so to speak, knows which questions to ask, right, and how to help you discover more by asking questions that are relevant to your circumstances.
Oh, this has been a great show. I'm so excited here. I'm just so glad that you were able to come on here. And I just thank you so much for sharing all this information. And I'm telling everybody they need to go on to Amazon and Get Moving Without Shaking. And I believe that book will be, if they want to do a search, for it's under Yelena Parker, your old name, your former name, right?
There could be both. You know, all these technology changes are difficult. So some sites have it as Yelena Mackay, others Yelena Parker. But luckily, it is the only book with this kind of name. It's a bit quirky and interesting, so I'm sure you'll find it.
Okay, so everybody go do a search for Moving Without Shaking, get hold of the book, and also you can go to movingwithoutshaking.com to learn more about Yelena and the expat lifestyle. And I'm also going to have a post about this show and a link to Yelena's site on TerranceTalksTravel.com. So you know you'll be able to find it there. And if you sign up for my weekly newsletter, you'll be the first to learn about all the new shows when they air, and all kinds of good travel information, including my trip pick of the week. So is there anything you'd like to share before we have to unfortunately close out the show, Yelena? Is there anything, last little thing you'd like to tell people?
I think we've covered it all, and my parting thought is network, network, and network. I think this is one of the key things that anybody who wants to be successful living abroad, working, traveling, enjoying life has to do. Meet people, learn from them, and try to apply it to your own life.
Oh, that's excellent advice. And again, everyone, go to movingwithoutshaking.com and find out more, because she's got so much good information to share. I thank you again, Yelena. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have today, but I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.